Is she here?
I am redundant.
Not on the line. Okay, 10:30. All right. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Is that you?
I'm 10:34.
Are you 10:34?
Yes, I am 10:34.
Okay. Yeah. Did you take the oath earlier?
Yes, I did.
You did, okay, wonderful.
10:34.
My name is 10:34.
34. Okay. All right. You can stand up there, but what will happen is the prosecution team is going to have its opportunity to put on its evidence. And you can sit up here at this table if you wish.
I am not supposed to have my name and address right together, and you have it together on that.
Oh.
That was my mistake. We've got two forms up here. One is yellowed, highlighted for that purpose. The other one isn't.
Thanks. Thanks for catching that.
So, 10:34, would you like to sit over here at this table?
I would be more comfortable here. I've been sitting all day.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Please speak into the microphone so I can hear you.
Okay.
Thank
I'm sorry.
You. That's good.
I'm not used to a microphone, but I'm used to speaking loud in my classroom.
Okay. Mr. Sato, as soon as you're ready.
Well, this will work. The party before you lives at 10709 14th Street in Los Osos. The proposed cease and desist order number is 1034, and the location of the property is shown here with the flag labeled 1034. She has not submitted any evidence to suggest that she is not discharging from her septic system. That's all.
Actually, I will add that she did submit a letter which states that, in clear terms, she does have a septic tank and has had it pumped lately, so I don't think there's any argument about that part of it.
Where's that letter?
I have it in my binder under the name.
Okay.
Oh. It's staring at me. Okay. Okay, fine. All right. Any other testimony? Mr. Sato?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Okay. 10:34, you can cross-examine the prosecution team staff.
Okay. What proof do you have that a lower level of enforcement would not achieve your goals? What proof do you have that a lower level of enforcement would not achieve your goals?
One of our goals is to establish deadlines by which the designated parties and the county and others show progress on constructing a wastewater treatment system. As I explained yesterday, I don't think we have very many other less formal possibilities for enforcement actions that can put into place an enforceable date, and that's why we're using a cease and desist order.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I want to, you know, we settled with Mr. Scheib. And if he wants to participate in these proceedings, we're happy to have the hearing back on for his cease and desist order. Because I think this kind of backdoor way that he's participating is not really in the spirit of what I thought people who settled with the prosecution team would engage in. So I invite him to either decide, declare, do you want to settle or do you want to be part of the CDO process?
It is.
Can I remind you at this point that he is down as a witness for me? So I can have him ask.
Well,
I can ask.
He can be a witness for you during your case in chief if you want to ask him questions at that time. So that would be acceptable. But
okay.
It is disconcerting to have people running around, whispering in everyone's ears, handing them notes and things of that nature.
You did tell us to collaborate on our defenses.
I was hoping it would be done before today.
Some of us are very busy people.
All right.
Okay. What proof do you have that you couldn't achieve interim compliance with a letter?
None.
Because I would. Okay. What proof do you have I won't hook up to the treatment facility voluntarily when it is in place?
None.
Okay. Because I don't need a CDO to hook up. And what proof do you have that I won't cease discharges without a CDO?
No proof.
Okay. Thank you. Should I go ahead and present my case at this point?
Well, let me just answer. There's one piece of proof that we do have.
Okay.
That we offered all of the CDO recipients the opportunity to sign our settlement agreement. And one of the things in the settlement agreement was that somebody would cease discharge by a date certain based upon the terms of that agreement. So to the extent that number 1034 did not take advantage of our settlement offer, suggests to us some proof is too strong a word, I'm sure, but some indication that, you know, she wouldn't cease the discharge.
But that's not taking into consideration.
Well, I'm not trying to argue. I'm not trying to argue with her. I'm just stating.
This is not the time for you to present your case.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can ask him another question.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm sorry.
Okay. Any more questions for them based on their testimony, based on their case?
Can I ask a question about why the Sullivan settlement was not accepted?
No.
That's not before us, and the board... I mean, there's no evidence of that, and that's another settlement agreement, and I'm not...
Because I was prepared to sign that one.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell us what you want. You're going to have right now, we're going to go into 15 minutes, and I'm going to let you go at it.
Okay.
Argue whatever you want and put on whatever you want. You can do it up there, sitting down. You can...
I'd prefer to do it up
there. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
I'm going to start the clock.
Okay. Prior to purchasing my home in
You know, this is a cumbersome procedure, but it actually goes towards higher levels of due process being offered. Believe it or not, but essentially giving people the opportunity to engage in this to make sure they can cross-examine, you know, the opposing party like this and be given time slots and things like that goes towards due process, doesn't take from it.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Okay, prior to purchasing my home in 1992, the septic tank was inspected and repaired according to the specifications and approval of the San Luis Obispo Department of Planning. The memorandum of understanding between the county and the Regional Water Board gave the county responsibility for the septic systems of Los Osos. The county is a discharger. New sources of discharge were prohibited in this agreement. My house and septic system were permitted on April 4 of 1977, before the MOU. After moving in, my new neighbors and I obtained the proper permits for removal of the eucalyptus trees, which posed a continued threat to our septic systems. Through much hard work, this house became my home. My tank was pumped last in August of 2006 by L's Septic Pumping Service and reported to be functioning normally. This was 5 months prior to receiving a proposed CDO. The Regional Water Board staff has neglected to enforce 8313 for over 20 years, and now the first communication with me regarding a discharge violation is a proposed cease and desist order, delivered to my mailbox in late January of 2006. At no time was any effort made by the county or the Water Board staff to develop a septic management plan, which could have had a considerable effect on protecting the water basin and the bay if they felt the contentions of pollution were true. In fact, in over 20 years, the Water Board staff had no idea which citizens were properly maintaining their septic systems, as was evident in the May 2006 hearing. Building has continued over the water table, both inside and outside the prohibition zone. The citizens of Los Osos have questioned, if there really was a problem, would the building be allowed to continue? The inconsistent message presented to the citizens by the county and the Regional Water Board, combined with questionable test results for early studies, has caused confusion and dissension in Los Osos. Since challenges to the prohibition zone were never allowed by the Water Board, many residents continue to question the evidence and the motives. I have submitted a picture of the house next door to mine. The developer who purchased this very small one-story home was issued a building permit to double the cubic footage after I had been issued a proposed CDO. Obviously, an increase in size will allow this home to comfortably accommodate more people, and it now has the potential to increase discharges. Should I therefore assume that my discharges are not a problem, since our side-by-side lots are at the same elevation and have the same soil composition? My home sits on the north side of this new construction and no longer receives any sunlight due to the massive increase in height. I will now have to build a second story to receive any sunlight in my windows and skylights. Will I receive the same rights to add space without bedrooms and bathrooms and again receive sunlight, or will I have to wait for a sewer connection? I always knew that I would have to build up to make my house habitable if the house next door added a second story, but I was truly shocked to find myself fighting this prosecution during the building process. The inconsistent policies of the Water Board staff has caused extreme mental anguish and distress as I have endured the constant clamor of construction while taking numerous days away from work to prepare for my defense as each new case is brought against me. When I first received the proposed CDO, being somewhat of an environmentalist, I immediately explored alternative compliance that would reduce my suspected impact on the environment. After exploring the EPA website, I felt that a composting toilet would be a reasonable alternative. After all, they are used successfully in many countries. Mr. Thompson informed me that Dr. Greg Thomas of San Luis Obispo County Environmental Health has indicated that he will not approve composting portable or incinerator toilets in Los Osos. I immediately called the county to find out why and was told that this was at the direction of the Regional Water Board staff. When the employee realized I was a proposed CDO recipient, he immediately said that he couldn't talk about it and hung up. I finally had that aha moment. Understanding that this prosecution was not about protecting the environment, but instead a political power play at my expense. I would like you to check out the new edition next door. The prosecution team should not be seeking CDOs on individual property owners in Los Osos. This process is prejudiced against individual property owners who cannot afford the level of representation required to challenge the Water Board prosecution teams. Law firms with experience working with clients on Water Board issues are require at a minimum a retainer of $20,000 to $50,000. Costs quickly mount while working through the regional and state water boards. Experienced firms realize that a fair trial will not occur until the case is appealed to the courts with an impartial judicial process. This system may be effective for corporations and large municipalities with legal staff, but it is inherently unfair to individuals for alleged violations that are well beyond the scope of individual control. I am unfairly burdened with proving my innocence in this undemocratic process. My October 4th, 2006 request for deposition of Roger Briggs was quashed because it was not timely. But the prosecution documents were not posted for review until October 4th, 2006. Mr. Briggs, a key figure in this hearing due to his involvement in the enforcement actions, the basin plan, and in other supporting evidence, needs to be available. I cannot have a fair hearing if the prosecution team continues to conduct this hearing and Mr. Briggs is not made available as a witness. I moved to Los Osos for health reasons. Breathing the fresh air, eating healthy foods, and drinking plenty of Los Osos water was getting me back on my feet. These improvements have been difficult to maintain for the last 10.5 months. The stress of a difficult job, combined with the hopelessness of this situation, has caused me many days of physical pain. We have been deemed guilty unless we can prove our innocence. As we tried to make our case, we were blocked at every turn. The case against us was rewritten. Our arguments were dismissed as irrelevant, and our subpoenas were quashed. Our evidence denied. We struggled to defend ourselves up against two experienced prosecution teams. The Regional Water Board staff continues to portray the citizens of Los Osos as anti-sewer, but the water boards prevented the November 2005 compromise plan that would have had us well on our way to a completed project. Efforts by Assemblyman Blakesley and the CSD to continue the project at a preferred location were railroaded, and the selected course of action by the Regional Water Board staff was to find the CSD out of existence. This town has repeatedly asked for an affordable, environmentally sustainable wastewater system out of town. The Regional Water Board continues to try to dictate the manner of compliance. I am currently paying an assessment for a wastewater plan and will hook up to a sewer as soon as it is made available to my property. Los Osos is not anti-sewer. The Water Board need to stop trying to bend the will of the people and instead focus on the common environmental goals. It is time for a cooperative effort with open, honest communication and the use of current, valid, and reliable science to determine how to best protect the environment. As a teacher, I feel morally obligated to challenge this CDO. The citizens of Los Osos have been failed by local government, county government, and state government agencies. We are individually being held accountable for these failures. We are the scapegoats because we have the least power. The Regional Water Board has no evidence that my individual property is polluting. I'm innocent. In my classroom, I have a poster that says, "Stand up for what is right, even if you're standing alone." It's time for me to walk the walk. And I would also like to incorporate by reference all oral testimony, arguments, and documents submitted by the CSD and the following individual defendants. 1029, Rob Scheib, Lori McCombs, and Tim Rockte. I would also like to submit the petition and briefing that went before the Superior Court on December 13th. And I object to the denial of the document 927.
Is that on Exhibit B?
Okay, excuse me, could you repeat the testimony and documentation that you wanted to incorporate? I've got 1029.
Oral testimony. Oh, 1029, Rob Scheib,
yes.
Lauren McCombs, and Tim Rockte.
Thank you.
Just a point of clarification. Since Mr. Rockte or Ms. McCombs, I don't believe, have yet testified, I'm not sure what documents it is that are being incorporated here.
They are in their evidence that has been submitted.
Okay, in their evidence thing. So I don't think that those evidence are necessarily identified on or a part of Exhibit B. So my question would be, just as a point of clarification, is there anything else on Exhibit B that you're seeking to utilize in your case?
To be perfectly honest with you, I was sick for 4 days and did not have time to review that completely. I would like to any documents that specifically are aligned to what I have, my evidence or my testimony, I would like to have incorporated, because I honestly can't say exactly which ones they are. I asked for an extension. I am a full-time teacher. I have a very rough job, and I did ask for an extension so I would have time to look through those specific documents.
What is the number that you were, was it 971? No,
the objection?
920 Tribune.
927, those are the documents regarding why the sewer plant was.
All right. So your objection is noted on that. And I guess in the documents that are in Mr. Rockte's packet are simply his letter and an invoice. So.
Okay, in his testimony and his there are documents in the CSU documents that support
this case. All right. Well, you realize it's kind of difficult because we're going to decide your case now. We have no idea what he's going to say because he hasn't done it yet.
I know.
So.
But upon appeal.
Yeah. All right.
I think one of the other didn't you also want did we rule on that, something from the December 13th case?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I think
we ruled on that.
I think we ruled on those as being their pleadings and briefings. I mean, when you talk about briefs, these are arguments that lawyers make,
mm-hmm.
To a court to persuade them, and there's opposing brief. Did you want, all briefs or just the ones that were prepared by the...
I would like the ones prepared by Shauna Sullivan.
Yeah.
I was...
Yeah.
Included in that.
Right, okay. Those won't come in, any of the briefs or pleadings in any other cases.
Okay.
Prosecution team's opportunity to cross-examine 1034.
We have no questions.
No questions, okay. Any rebuttal testimony by prosecution team?
No.
Okay. Any additional testimony?
Excuse me. At what point in this process do I call a witness forward?
Oh, well, that was the time.
Yeah.
After your speech. So I think you still had a couple of minutes.
Yes.
On that. So I'll run this backward.
I'm sorry. I don't understand the full process.
That's all right. So did you want to ask questions of Mr. Scheib?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll move over here.
Take the witness stand, Mr. Scheib. Raise your right hand.
I already took my oath.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Mr. Scheib, what is a Los Osos moratorium official policy?
If you look at page 17 of that packet that I was showing you earlier, that one page, basically there's a page titled Los Osos Building Moratorium. And the first paragraph reads just as like I said earlier, and basically it says that the Regional Water Quality Control Board made a ruling that new sources of discharge were made illegal by the January 8th, 1988 prohibition. And they are notifying us under the memorandum, under their responsibilities through the Memorandum of Understanding.
So the memorandum. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. We're not exactly sure what document is being relied upon by Mr. Scheib.
Okay. Would you like it up?
What's that, Mr. Sofman?
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure what document is being relied upon by Mr. Scheib.
Was it the Memorandum of Understanding?
It's a form called Los Osos Building Moratorium, and it's issued.
Mr. Scheib?
Yes.
Is that document included in your package?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That's that Scheib 1013 info PDF.
I have your file here in front of me. Let me just go through it until. And what does the document say? What's the heading?
Los Osos Building Moratorium.
Yeah, I think I have another copy of it. Oh, here. You want to take this up? Yeah. There you go. Why don't you take that up there?
Ms. McPherson can put a copy up on the overhead.
That would be helpful.
Okay. And on the front side of it, you'll see where it goes through the whole thing, and on the back side, it has a map of the prohibition zone. On your document, it's two pages. But like I said, the front side is where it says only new sources of discharge are illegal, and on the back side shows the map of the prohibition zone. There you go. Slide it down a little. Other way. Get that first paragraph in there. On Friday, January 8, 1988, the California Regional Water Quality Control Board imposed a moratorium on new sources of sewage discharge and increases in volume of existing sources in the community of Baywood Los Osos. The moratorium was imposed through the provisions of the Memorandum of Understanding. You can read the rest yourself. It's pretty clear. And as you go down the document, the area where it applies, number one, the area subject to the moratorium on the attached map is known as the Prohibition Area. And this is what everybody in Los Osos has been notified, that the prohibition area is a building prohibition, not a discharge prohibition.
Okay. So the moratorium is on new sources of discharge and increases in volume, not a ban on illegal septic tank discharge.
Absolutely, at least according to this document.
Let me object to this line of questioning here. I mean, the document speaks for itself, and I think if Mr. Scheib is going to be able to give us some testimony about the background of the document or the way that it was put together or anything like that, that might be relevant. But to simply tell us what the document says or read to us, I don't know, is particularly probative, relevant, or helpful.
Okay. I can give background on the document. Okay.
I don't even think that it
okay,
really
I'm sorry.
Requires a witness to talk about the document. You know, 1034 could just put the document up and ask us to read it and then later argue whatever she would like from that document, but know, this is kind of cumbersome. It really doesn't require another witness.
Can I just ask?
It's my time.
Well, it is, and I'm going to give you the time. But
okay.
And you have a minute 24 seconds to go.
Has anyone ever been notified of this?
Yes, everyone that has ever asked for a building permit within the prohibition zone has been notified.
Object to lack of foundation.
Okay.
Sustained.
Okay. Again, for new sources of discharge and increases in volume, right?
Yes. Basically, this. If I could put this document up.
Same objection.
It's
the witness, Mr. Scheif, you have to testify from personal knowledge, not what you think or believe may
no,
happen.
No, I understand that. The document that is being put up is a document that must be signed by everybody who requests a building permit within the prohibition zone. You have to sign this document. It's right there, and I'll be quiet, and you can read it yourself and see what it says.
Is that
what is your basis for making that statement?
When I went down to talk to the Department of Planning and Building, this is what they explained to me what the prohibition zone was. And what I'm saying is, this is the statement that they have everybody sign. If you want to build in Los Osos within the prohibition zone, this is the statement you have to sign.
All right.
I tried to ask them how many were issued. They have no idea.
Okay. Well, I think what you want is the board to take from this is that the county has been laboring under some belief different than what was in the water board's order. The county of San Luis Obispo.
And the people.
Well, the individual people that come up here and tell us that's one thing. We're not going to, you can't make statements about everybody.
Okay.
Because I don't know that.
I'm telling you that.
As far
this
as you're concerned, that's been your belief. Okay.
And.
Mr. Scheif, you've settled. You've had your time.
I understand.
Public comment, interested persons.
I'm waiting on a question.
Okay. Your time is up on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, where we were at, though, was...
I know.
I believe any rebuttal testimony by 10:34. Prosecution team did not have rebuttal testimony, correct?
Well, I think we were going to reserve it. We didn't know that she was going to call Mr. Shaw. We had indicated our views.
At the moment, we're still in 1034's main presentation. She has called her witness and presented her case.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it would be the opportunity for the prosecution team to cross-examine the witnesses.
I know. We're backing up.
I know we're backing up.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Prosecution team's time to cross-examine.
We don't have any cross-examination.
No cross-examination.
Questions.
Okay. Now we're into rebuttal testimony by the prosecution team.
Harvey, do you want to clarify? Do you want me to clarify what the baseline prohibition means?
I think the board probably understands this, but let me just point out that the building moratorium imposed by the county. It's like, you know, that's the restrictions that they're putting on building permits in response to the prohibition established by the board. They're not necessarily the same thing. The prohibition in 8313, I think you all understand, it's clear. The moratorium imposed by the county is also clear. They're not going to allow any new or additional sources of discharge. So I don't think there's much to argue there, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Yes, Mr. Shaw.
Let me prosecution this. The building moratorium, whom did the county impose the building moratorium?
Yes, the county's building moratorium is their effective tool to implement the discharge prohibition.
Okay. And so the building moratorium was to address new buildings and increase new buildings and new build add-ons to existing buildings?
Correct. If those additions would create waste discharges.
Okay. So is it my understanding then that the order under, was it 8312?
8313 is the prohibition.
Includes more than those, than just building moratorium.
8313 addresses all of the on-site discharges within the prohibition area.
Okay. So you wouldn't put that, the county didn't put that in their building moratorium. The issues dealing with already. Okay. I just wanted to get that cleared up. I was trying to figure out why we're talking about it, the county's building moratorium.
Right, because the moratorium
is about.
As opposed to the order
under which we're dealing here with today.
Yes, it's a moratorium against issuing permits in the future.
Okay.
Dan, any rebuttal testimony?
No. Not at this time.
Okay. Then what we would do is have any closing arguments that you want to make?
I just feel that the Regional Water Board, along with the county and the previous CSD, really failed the citizens of Los Osos, and we're being punished for it. And I hope that we can have communication in the future so that we are allowed to be involved in the process. Because as long as I've lived in Los Osos, I've never known the truth. Honestly, I've never known the truth about what was going on. Mr. Briggs, I'm sorry, but he was not up front with us. I feel that there's taking him out of town during these proceedings just verified to me that he needs to cover up something. And we had so many questions to ask him.
Okay. Prosecution team, closing arguments?
Again, it's clear that there is a discharge of waste in violation of the prohibition here, and recommend that you adopt the cease and desist order.
Okay. All right, this matter is submitted to the board for deliberation. Any board discussion? Down with this then? None? Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone who's come before us, including Ms. 34.
1034.
I know, but Ms. 34. you know, have raised really good issues, and they're issues that I'm certainly concerned about. Unfortunately, those aren't issues that are before us. I mean, a lot of those issues aren't before us, and really, unfortunately, aren't relevant to the issues that we have to decide on, which is the prohibition within 8313. And after having said that, I mean, it's almost like a strict liability issue. You know, if a person is living in the prohibition zone and discharging under the prohibition, then I have to find that they're in violation. It's unfortunate, but that's what we're left with. So I would move the cease and desist order as amended previously.
Okay. That's a motion. A second?
Second.
Okay. Any of the board comments? The only thing I would add to the comments is that, you know, as I've sat back listening to lots of testimony, you know, from many people in Los Osos over the, you know, months and months and months that this and the previous ACL issue, you know, have been implemented, it just strikes me in a certain way that, you know, everybody is blaming all of their government entities, you know, that they elect into office and that represent them. And I have not heard anybody take any responsibility, even to the smallest amount, and say, you know, we're part of this problem, or I contributed to it somehow. And it kind of bothers me to some degree.
Okay.
And this is my time now. People elect representatives to the county and to the CSD, and to say that what they do is beyond your reach, to me, is just, I don't accept that statement myself. Okay. And I think that everybody in Los Osos needs to face that fact, that they are responsible for how they cast their ballots, one way or the other. And as this continues to progress, they need to completely engage the process. They may not get what they want, but they need to, move it forward. Whatever comes out of it, they need to keep the process moving forward. There's some idea that that this board should maybe start with notices of violation, friendly letters. Certainly we would have some people saying, we'll do what you want voluntarily. I'm quite certain there will be others that won't do that. There will be others that will just ignore everything that we send out. It makes it very, difficult and challenging to try to treat everybody the same. It almost forces us to treat everybody differently based on their own individual circumstances. And that creates an administrative, burden for the agency. So it seems like people are holding out for something very, very specific in Los Osos. And don't die on the vine over that. Don't fall on the sword over that, whatever it may be.
Have to do what's right.
And that's fine. And some, that's like, you could perish by doing what you feel is right. And if that's what your Constitution is made up of and for, I don't have a problem with that. And people should do what they feel is right. But there can be consequences for doing that.
Yes. Has the Regional Water Board ever taken responsibility for their actions?
I mean,
we've buried this over and over again.
Let me just say this. The Water Board is a regulatory body, okay, to protect water quality. It implements the Federal Clean Water Act, the State Water Code. It doesn't get involved with entities in their designing and building of wastewater plants. Entities come to us when they have a project that they want to get permitted. But we don't get involved with those details. And we set standards for compliance.
I have to disagree.
That's fine, but that's not the way I perceive our function. And so, and now I hear people saying that we should have done something much earlier. Well, I guess the agency is damned if they do and damned if they don't. And so it has come to this point, and this is what the prosecution team has brought before us as, in their best judgment, the best way to go forward. I don't think we can say that they're wrong. Anyway, that was my brief comments. We have a motion and a second. We'll have a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you for your comments. 10:34. All right. Yeah, but this is...
Mr. Chairman?